Zelensky calls for three-way talks with Trump and Putin. Calls for new sanctions if Russia refuses peace. By Oliver J.J. Lane on May 28, 2025. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky called for trilateral leaders' talks between himself, the U.S., and Russia, while Moscow said that the next round of direct talks will be announced soon. Weeks after the first in-person talks between Russia and Ukraine ended in apparent failure, with no progress towards peace or even a ceasefire beyond an agreement for a prisoner exchange, fresh talks appear to be again on the horizon. After Russia's Vladimir Putin failed to acquiesce to Zelensky's invitation to have a leaders' meeting earlier in May, the Ukrainian has suggested a trilateral format instead. He said, if Putin is not comfortable with a bilateral meeting, or everyone wants it to be a trilateral meeting, I don't care. I am ready for any format. Zelensky said of the leaders' meetings available, reports Ukrainian state media, we are ready to meet at the level of leaders. Both the American side knows this, and the Russian side knows this. We are ready for the Trump-Putin-me format. And we are ready for the Trump-Putin, Trump-Zelensky, and then the three of them. Beyond a meeting between the presidents themselves. And President Trump has already said such a discussion will be essential in forging a peace. Zelensky also said he wanted European engagement in future talks because it is the states of Europe who have said they are willing to guarantee Ukrainian security in future, albeit on the condition of American backup. On the minds of many are the next steps if Russia continues its feet dragging over the peace process. With President Trump having previously suggested secondary tariffs, the levying of punishment of countries that buy Russian goods and energy. Zelensky was naturally enthusiastic for this, remarking, Trump confirmed that if Russia does not stop, sanctions will be imposed. I would very much like that. Options for the next round of talks include Istanbul, where they were hosted by the Turkish government last time, Vatican City, and Switzerland. The Turkish foreign minister was in Moscow for talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on Tuesday and called the discussions productive. Afterwards, he said Turkey was continuing preparations to provide comprehensive support for peace negotiations, suggestion they at least expect to host again soon. Lavrov, for his part, said on Wednesday the next round of direct talks will be announced soon, but was full of criticism for European nations for what he alleged was wrecking of the peace process, and demands for Ukraine to bow to Russia's demands in return for peace. Particularly the Russian said Ukraine's neutrality after the war, meaning no NATO or European Union membership, and no nuclear weapons for eternity. Meanwhile, the war continues. Both sides have launched enormous drone and missile assaults in recent days, each insisting they only target legitimate military facilities while accusing the other of bombing civilians. Overnight, hundreds of Ukrainian drones struck Russia, with dozens heading to Moscow and shutting down the city's airports. The Kremlin said it shot down 296 Ukrainian drones. Ukraine's Air Force said it also defended against Russian missiles and drones overnight, neutralizing 71 systems in flight.